All right, we'll call the meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the accounts payable. That would be cycle date 9/23 through 9/27. That would be an amount of $297,060.66, noting the county manager or county manager, assistant county manager has reviewed and approved such.
Second.
Any other discussion? Items of note?
Got a short list of items of note. The Hays Group payment of $10,000 out of the insurance pool. This is our quarterly payment for the services that Hays provides. Egeria Aggregates Incorporated payment of $31,074.55 for gravel on County Roads 6 and 3.
Okay.
No. Maybe. The City of Steamboat Springs, a payment of $5,000 from Environmental Health for a greenhouse gas study. The payment to the Department of Interior for the U.S. Geological Survey, $2,724, also from Environmental Health. This is a quarterly payment for water quality surveying on the Yampa River. And a payment to Mead and Hunt Incorporated of $12,450.30 for the airport for support services and work that they've done on RFPs and bids related to the airside loader and terminal expansion. These are progress payments to those projects.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So in our work session yesterday, we had updates from the county manager and legal, as well as reviewing the budgets for the emergency medical services, purchasing, IT, and facilities.
Madam Chair, I would move to approve consent agenda items A, B, and C.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 So I am here to request a signature for the agreement for our online auction company. The agreement's been looked at before. The county attorney approved it. Yeah, so do you have any questions?
This is the same thing we've done in the past?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's just an annual agreement?
Yep.
So I guess since we weren't involved in the first part of it, and in fact we didn't sign the agreement the first time, so and I'm not going there. Go there. So again, so and
do you want to give us the
I assume that the results have been acceptable and do we know what kind of competition's out there? I mean, I do a lot of online shopping for my ranch equipment and the rest, and for online auctions and the rest, and so I'm sure there's firms out there that do this. I see this one's out of Florida and the rest, so and I'm fine with doing what we're doing here now, and I guess my question would be, now that you're taking over and the rest and doing that stuff, do we go out for an RFP and see what's out there?
We could. This doesn't cost us any money.
Oh, is that right? Well,
so
I like that.
How an RFP would beat that.
Yeah. So how they make their money is there's a $12 fee for each lien purchased lien holder pays.
Buyer's premium or something like that?
It's just a fee that's passed on to the investor.
Oh.
And it's $12. So it costs them $16 to get their certificate of purchase, which I feel like is a reasonable cost.
It doesn't seem like much, does it?
The savings to us as a county is by doing it online, the labor and the work that goes into
it. No, I know we were spending a lot of money on the auction.
Yeah.
We'd have Troy come in and do the auction a couple times.
Right. So it's really expensive to do a live auction. I am not aware of any other companies that do it. This Real Auction is the company that most every online auction in Colorado uses.
That's what your association?
Yeah, that's what the So I'm not aware. I guess I didn't really spend the time to look just because they have all of our stuff and it's all set up. We did go over the setup and adjust a few things. We made a little bit more time in between each batch closing, so it gives people to kind of time to prepare for what they might be bidding on in the next batch. We also added a batch at the very end that includes any lien that hadn't received a bid, so it kind of gives you
resell that option.
Yeah, the one last chance to win one of these or bid on one of these. I'm not sure. That would be, I guess I could ask that question to the association. I feel like because it's gone well in the past, they're just really great to work with and easygoing. It's just an automatic upload from our tax system, so it's really easy. I haven't really pursued looking at any other options.
So that's the only way. There's no on-site ability to purchase a lien. You have to go through these guys, right?
In Route County currently?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have to go through this company.
We've completely done away with the old-fashioned
online
process.
Yeah, and you know some counties still do that, and I think that, I think what they're seeing is the amount of work and cost that goes into doing the online auction. You don't recoup that ever, so it's just a loss. And I think
you mean the amount of money that goes into doing an
online
auction?
Yeah.
So, right.
It's really expensive.
It was fun.
It's very fun. And Larimer County still does it. I imagine it costs her somewhere around $4,000 to do an online auction.
Yeah, I was just thinking that maybe the in-person live auction might have the tendency to drive up the bidding a little bit. The emotions run a little higher. And
actually, the online auction is what you
are getting more premiums.
Yeah, and you sell a larger majority of your liens because you're opening it up
to a much wider group of people,
right?
Not just the locals.
Yeah. And so I do think that a live auction would be more fun, and I think that it is more local-oriented, which I think are important goals. I think ultimately my task is to give the taxing authorities their money,
yep.
And the best way to do that is on online tax.
I'm fine with it.
You don't think you have a mandate to make it fun?
Well,
I'm just joking.
Yeah, I think that it would be a plus. I think an online auction could be fun.
Okay.
Everybody likes winning, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm good. I appreciate the information,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing, just another pro to the online auction, is it opens October 17th. So you can register October 17th and bid. And you can bid all the way from October 17th to November 14th when it closes. And so it also gives somebody the opportunity that maybe they can't be here on just that one day, or so it still gives them the opportunity.
And they can keep going back online and seeing if somebody has outbid them, and then they can update.
Exactly, yeah. And they can do it from wherever they might be. So some way more convenient.
That sounds good.
Yep.
The other thing that we added to this, just so that you know, is we added a reconciliation factor. So when you go in to register, your funds are going to be, the bank transaction is going to be tested to make sure that you can pay right away. The company reconciles all the payments, and they also deal with insufficient funds. So that's a huge burden that's relieved from my office, because we don't have to reverse the certificate of purchase, go back to sale,
right.
Try to get the money. So they do all of that for you, which is really nice.
Yeah, because that's always been a problem. People win the bid and then they don't pay.
Right. And then you're kind of out of luck because you don't have another auction, so that lien just sits unsold for
that's
the next year.
That's reason enough right there to do it.
Yep.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve and authorize your signature on an agreement between Route County and Real Auction Com, LLC, for the Internet-based electronic processing of bid information related to the auction sale of Route County's tax certificates.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great. Thank you.
Did Eric, I assume Eric reviewed that?
Yes.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So I don't think we have to. We're having a work session. We don't have to record.
Oh. Okay.